Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. Tesla Inc., a titan in the electric vehicle sector, is navigating through turbulent waters as it reports an 8.5% drop in deliveries for the first quarter, marking its first decline in 4 years. This downturn comes amid a broader reshaping of the company's workforce and strategic direction, signaling a pivotal moment in its journey. In a significant move to streamline operations, Tesla has reduced its workforce by 10%. This decision is attributed to several factors, including the elimination of job duplications spurred by rapid growth, the imperative to cut costs, and the drive to enhance productivity. This restructuring has led to the departure of key engineering leaders Drew Baglino and Rohan Patel, who were at the helm of critical projects such as the 4680 battery cell production and the cathode factory, both of which have faced delays. Amidst these organizational changes, Tesla is sharpening its focus on the development of fully self-driving cars, stepping away from its earlier plans to launch a lower-cost electric vehicle. Instead, the company is setting its sights on the creation of a robotaxi, a move that underscores its commitment to pioneering in the realm of autonomous transportation. CEO Elon Musk has expressed his gratitude towards the departing employees for their contributions, reaffirming the company's dedication to pushing the boundaries of technology. Despite the current challenges, analysts see a silver lining with Tesla's potential to capture a significant share of the budget electric vehicle market in the US and Europe. As the electric vehicle landscape continues to evolve, all eyes are on Tesla's upcoming Q1 earnings report on April 23rd, with investors keen to understand how these strategic shifts will steer the company's future in this highly competitive sector. In a move that's electrifying the tech and manufacturing sectors, Samsung Electronics is set to receive a monumental boost of up to $6.4 billion under the Chips and Science Act. This funding is earmarked for a significant expansion of their semiconductor manufacturing capabilities in Texas, a project poised to reshape the landscape of the industry in the United States. The heart of this ambitious project lies in the expansion of Samsung's Taylor, Texas facility, alongside enhancements to its Austin fab. This endeavor represents an investment of more than $40 billion, marking it as one of the largest foreign direct investments for a greenfield project on American soil. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo underscored the magnitude of this investment during her visit to the new facility, highlighting its potential to redefine the U.S. as a global semiconductor powerhouse. Samsung's strategy extends beyond mere expansion. The company is committed to integrating clean energy solutions and sustainable water resource management technologies in its operations. Moreover, Samsung is laying the groundwork for future innovation through workforce development programs aimed at nurturing semiconductor talent within the region. This holistic approach not only aims to boost manufacturing capacity for essential chips across various industries, but also to foster an ecosystem that supports the broader goals of environmental sustainability and talent cultivation. The implications of Samsung's expansion are profound. By significantly enhancing the U.S. semiconductor manufacturing capacity and capabilities, this initiative is set to fortify the nation's position on the global stage as a leading destination for semiconductor production. It's a strategic move that promises to strengthen the local semiconductor ecosystem, ensuring the U.S. remains at the forefront of technological innovation and manufacturing excellence. At NAB 2024, Adobe is pushing the boundaries of video editing with its announcement of integrating new generative AI tools into Premiere Pro. This move is set to revolutionize how we create and modify video content, showcasing Adobe's commitment to innovation in the digital creation space. Adobe's introduction of generative AI tools in Premiere Pro includes object removal / addition, generative extend, and generative B-roll features, all powered by Adobe's Firefly video model. These tools are designed to automate and enhance the video editing process, enabling creators to easily modify content. Additionally, Adobe plans to support third-party AI models from notable entities like OpenAI's Sora, Runway, and Pika Labs, further expanding the AI ecosystem within Premiere Pro. To ensure transparency, AI-generated content will be labeled with content credentials. The company also highlighted its AI-powered audio workflows in Premiere Pro, which are now generally available. These include new features such as interactive fade handles, audio category tagging, effect badges, and redesigned waveforms in the timeline, aiming to provide a more intuitive audio editing experience. These AI-powered features are scheduled to roll out in May, with additional features to be introduced later in the year. On another front, Adobe launched the Acrobat AI Assistant, a tool designed to enhance how users interact with PDF documents. Through a chatbot-like interface, this assistant allows for efficient information retrieval and content summarization, making document handling more accessible and efficient. Available as a subscription, this tool also supports other document formats and features a custom attribution engine for accurate citations. Early access pricing is available until June 5th, with a beta version featuring voice commands offered for free on Reader Mobile. Looking ahead, Adobe's roadmap for Premiere Pro includes the introduction of Generative Extend for adding frames, smart selection, and tracking tools for object addition or removal, and a text-to-video feature. These features are anticipated to further empower video creators with advanced tools for content creation, slated for release later in 2024. Adobe's exploration of potential partnerships with AI entities like OpenAI's Sora, Runway, and Pika Labs for its video tools underscores its commitment to enhancing creative workflows through AI integration. In the gaming world, whispers of a new contender are stirring excitement and anticipation. Sony Group Corp is reportedly on the brink of unveiling a powerhouse addition to its gaming arsenal, the PS5 Pro, set to redefine console performance with groundbreaking enhancements. The buzz around the PS5 Pro centers on its significantly upgraded hardware. At the heart of these enhancements is a GPU that's about 45% faster than its predecessor, promising a leap in graphics performance that could set a new benchmark for console gaming. Coupled with this is a high CPU frequency mode and increased system memory, giving developers a broader canvas for creating more immersive and complex gaming worlds. While Sony has yet to officially announce the release date or price for the PS5 Pro, expectations are mounting for a launch later this year. This next-generation console aims to coexist with the standard PS5, offering gamers a choice between the classic experience and the enhanced capabilities of the Pro version. Games developed for the PS5 Pro can be labeled as PS5 Pro Enhanced, signaling a new era of gaming excellence. Sony is equipping developers with the tools needed to harness the Pro's potential, including access to test kits. With a certification submission deadline set for August, the gaming community is on the edge of its seat, waiting to see how games will evolve with the PS5 Pro's advanced features. The anticipation builds as gamers and developers alike look forward to pushing the boundaries of what's possible in console gaming. In a turn of events that has caught the attention of both enthusiasts and critics, Tesla's highly anticipated Cybertruck faces delivery delays due to reported issues with the accelerator pedal, leading to concerns over unintended acceleration. This development comes amidst a series of safety concerns and broader challenges for the electric vehicle giant, including workforce layoffs and weaker-than-expected global sales. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, is now in contact with Tesla, following a viral TikTok video from Cybertruck owner Jose Martinez, who highlighted the accelerator problem. This isn't the first time the Cybertruck has been in the spotlight for safety concerns. Previous issues have included a voluntary recall for touchscreen readability and concerns about the vehicle's sharp edges. Moreover, a recent car accident involving a Cybertruck has further raised questions about its safety. Amidst these challenges, Tesla is also navigating a turbulent period characterized by layoffs, cost reductions, and disappointing sales figures worldwide. Financial analysts have responded with bearish ratings for TSLA stock, casting shadows over the future of the Cybertruck and its potential impact on Tesla's growth prospects. In a move that might be seen as an attempt to bolster its offerings, Tesla has recently reduced the price of its full self-driving or FSD subscription in the US to $99 per month and announced plans to expand into the Canadian market. Despite these efforts, the cloud of uncertainty remains, especially as Tesla has not officially commented on the delivery delays. The absence of a PR department further complicates efforts to obtain a response, leaving many to wonder about the next steps for the Cybertruck and Tesla's future in the electric vehicle market. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.